And now, James Gravel.
In our last discussion on evil, pain, and suffering, I noted that sometimes we endure pain and suffering because of the wrong choices of people in the past. This is an important principle that is discussed in great detail in the Bible. God warned His people that rejection of Him would affect generations yet unborn. In Exodus 20, verses 5 through 6, He warned, "I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me." Notice, of course, that it is the consequences of the sin that would be visited upon the future generations, not the sin itself. Ezekiel made that clear when he wrote, "The son shall not bear the guilt of the father, nor the father the guilt of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself." Ezekiel 18, verse 20. For example, God was willing to help the Israelites possess the land of Canaan, but more than once their sins reversed God's promised blessings. Eventually, their apostasy caused God to allow them to be dispersed. In fact, no nation has ever been disseminated so completely. The northern kingdom was captured and taken from Canaan by the Assyrians in 722 BC. These people never would return to Israel as a group and eventually were scattered around the world. The southern kingdom, Judah, was taken into captivity by the Babylonians, and only a tiny remnant would return 70 years later. The Israelites' children and grandchildren grew up in captivity under wicked foreign rulers. Ignoring, abandoning, and disobeying God carries heavy penalties, not just for the current generation, but also for those yet unborn. Today, innocent children starve in third world countries because their ancestors turned from worshiping God to worshiping animals. Animals that the children's parents will not use for food because they accept the false doctrine of reincarnation. The writer of the book of Hebrews wrote, "It is appointed unto men once to die, and after that comes judgment." Hebrews 9:27. There will be no reincarnation. But because people years ago turned to Far Eastern mystic religions, precious children, generations removed from those events, now perish by starvation. That is not God's fault.